Mike and John in the morning. Noah Shand is joining us. Noah is from Genoa Township, the Brighton area. He's 12 now, soon to be 13, and baking up a storm and doing it for a good cause, too. Good morning, Noah.
Morning.
So, Noah, tell us a little about your baking business that you just started.
Yeah, sure. So my business is called Splashy Sweets, and it is a sweets and treats business run out of my home. And pretty much, there's something a little special about it. Every month, we have a charity that we'll pick, and 10% of every purchase will go to that charity.
So what kind of things are you baking?
So one of my specialties is definitely cakes, but I love to bake anything. I love to bake cookies, brownies, you know, all of your usual treats and sweets.
So now, Noah, you're 12 going on 13.
Yes.
How long have you been baking?
I've been baking since I was a toddler, probably 3 or 4 years old.
And if I'm not mistaken, didn't you at one time as a younger lad take one of the cooking courses that the Great Foodini had offered?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So you're a Great Foodini protege, if you will.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
So when you're baking this stuff, you have to go through packaging and stuff like that if you're going to sell it,
yes.
Right? And
yes.
Of course, in these times, it's pretty tough with all the sanitization and everything else. You got to go
right.
Kind of above and beyond. So you had to go through some type of class for that as well, or certification, right?
Yes, I did. I took a class through Michigan University online called the Cottage Food Law course. And it's a course that allows businesses to make sure that they're being clean, have a strict cleanliness and sanitation, and it's pretty much a law that you have to follow that will certify that you can cook and make items for purchase.
So it allows you to cook at home for commercial,
yes.
Production.
Yes.
So you're not just making cakes with an easy bake oven in the tree fort in the backyard.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And you took this course online and you were given a certificate that kind of shows you followed all of these protocols. So,
yes.
So people can know that they're going to have a freshly baked cake and it's going to be made, under sanitary conditions.
Right.
And otherwise. So now you've kicked off Splashy Sweets this month. And as you said, each month you're going to pick a different a charity. So what's the charity for July?
So this month, it is the Michigan Parkinson's Foundation, and we specifically chose this one because my grandpa, he actually has the disease, so it's a really special foundation for us.
Yeah, and it's close to home, and you call it Splashy Sweets because you're also a swimmer.
Yes, because I'm a swimmer.
Yeah. So you swim, and I'm looking through some of the other things that you do. As a 12-year-old, soon to be 13, you swim, you play the piano, you also are doing the baking and cooking thing out of your home. A lot to do, and you play the piano, too. So you got saxophone, piano, you run cross-country, you swim, and you bake. You've done more in 12 years than John and I have done in 20.
This is a little disheartening to us, Noah, but that's okay. We're glad to see you, putting forth this effort. And, something else, that you're also a budding actor.
Yes.
I think there's a upcoming production that you're going to be in.
Yes, there is. Our school we have been rehearsing for this the entire school year. It is Frozen that we are putting on and coming up in the next couple weeks, July 13th through 16th. So that's going to be really, really fun.
How are you going to have time to do all this stuff with your saxophone, your piano, running cross country, swimming and baking, and then you're going to do a play?
I am exhausted just talking to you, Noah. I can't imagine actually doing all this.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult, but I mean, they're all things that I love to do. So,
what's
I'm
in
really
those
excited.
Cakes? So, if folks want to order a cake from you, how do they do that?
Yes, so they can go to my Facebook page, Splashy Sweets by Noah Shand, and also through my email, swimnoah@yahoo.com.
Well, very cool. Very cool. If you were to recommend, I know you said you had a lot of, cakes are kind of your specialty, but you do other things like cookies and tarts and things like that. If people say, what's your go-to? What's the
my go-to would probably be a nice chocolate cake. I always have to. I have to admit that's probably my favorite. And if anyone doesn't know what they really want, I'll have to recommend it because it's one of my favorites.
That's your fallback.
Yeah. Yeah. The go-to if you're going to a relative get together or something like that, you're taking the cake.
Right.
Oh, you take the cake. Let me tell you, Noah.
Here's an idea I'm just thinking of because I know you, as you said, you did the class with the great Foodini. I'm thinking one of these Fridays, we're going to have a little cook-off, a little showdown.
Oh yeah, it's on.
You know, the Foodini versus the Shandini. And
all right,
and we'll set this up.
All right, we will set that up. Now you've got a busy July, so we'll wait. We'll let you till you know you're a little bit more free on the schedule.
Sounds great.
Why? He can handle all this. He's 12.
You're right. It's really for us. We need the break.
Yes. All right, Noah. Well, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Wish you the best of luck with Splashy Sweets. We'll have more details on the Mike and John Facebook page as well. So good luck with kicking things off, and we'll let you get back to swim practice, buddy.
Thank you so much. All right.